beauty inside out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Recently, there has been a lot of talk about Gwyneth Paltrow. And one of the things, David, she said recently was that Botox made her look crazy. Well, I will be honest. When I was doing television, I had had Botox a few times. And I thought it made me look great. So I'm really glad that we're going to get this cleared up. What do you think?
I got to tell you, with it being a multi-billion dollar industry, I'm going to tell you, if it made everybody look crazy, it wouldn't be that big of an industry. I think it's a huge industry, whether you agree with it or not, whether you like it or not. I think it's here to stay. But there are a lot of questions that come to it. And so I want to bring on our next guest, Dr. Janine Downey. Now, she, first of all, is a board-certified dermatologist. She has her own practice called Image Dermatology, and she's an expert on this. And I myself have a lot of questions. I don't know about you, Lisa, but doctor, are you with us? Hello, doctor?
Yes, we're right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, scared me there for a minute because I got too many questions for you to be gone. Okay, so let's talk for a minute. For those, you know, we've all heard the word Botox for years. As some of us are getting older, not including me, but okay, maybe me. But anyway, if I was going to consider Botox, what would you tell somebody considering it for the first time?
Bottom line is that Botox to me is using technology to make yourself look younger for longer. And that's really all it is to me. I've used it consistently on my patients since 1994 and on myself since 1996. And I can frown. I just don't get lines when I'm frowning. Anybody that's over the age of 40 that frowns without lines is either Botoxed or not really telling the truth about it, but still Botoxed, you know? And that's kind of all there is to it. And you're right. I mean, last year it was 5.7 million people in the United States that had Botox, David. So you're correct. I mean, if it was making everybody, quote unquote, look crazy, then it wouldn't be so popular.
Yep. No, I agree. But let me ask you this. Okay, there's Botox, there's laser, there's other fillers out there. How would I know which one is right for me? As one of the listeners, if I came into your office, how would I know which one to talk to you about?
Okay. I practice in Montclair, New Jersey. I have a mostly cosmetic dermatology practice. When people come in to see me, we do what's called a cosmetic consultation. So they talk to me, I hand them the mirror, and I say, what is it that you're concerned about with your aging process? When they'll tell me, oh, Dr. Downey, I don't like the wrinkles between my eyebrows, the 11s, as it were, between my eyebrows. I don't like that. Or maybe they'll tell me, Dr. Downey, my cheeks are drooping. I'm getting hollows under my eyes. If it's the 11s, I talk about Botox. If it's the hollows under the eyes, I talk about Juvederm or some of the other fillers. And if it's overall they don't like all the hyperpigmentation of their face, the sun damage, maybe we're talking about a laser. So whatever their chief concern is, and David, is how and what I approach first, and then I kind of go from there. But the bottom line is that all toxins are not created equal. Botox has much more traction than any other toxin on the market, and as a result, that's the one that I use, that's the one that my patients come in here asking for, and that was the first one to be FDA approved back in 2002.
Okay. And so really, Botox isn't the answer for everything. It's just an answer for certain things. And so if I come in for a consultation, you'd be able to guide me the right way.
Exactly. Okay. Because maybe you're worried about the hollowing under your eyes, and you're not worried about the lines between your eyebrows. So it depends on what lines you're worried about. A lot of people don't like their crow's feet. That's another great place that I do Botox. It's very, very popular. And in addition, I clench. So what that means is that I have a bit of TMJ. And so I'll inject some, you know, this is more advanced Botox, but into my jaw muscle so that I don't clench as much so I can save my dentition, which is a good thing. So me and my dentist are working in concert there because I clench from stress, which is not a good thing.
No, that's not. You know, I'm glad that it works for that. Now, I mentioned I've had the Botox before. I have it now for a few years. I kind of am growing to like my crow's feet, but what I don't like is on the sides of my chin, I'm getting these kind of indentations. And I have to say, filler has changed my life. Okay, it's a little dramatic, but I love it. I just wish there was one that was more permanent, but I'm told the more permanent fillers don't work as well in certain parts of the face. Talk to us about that.
They don't. And the bottom line is that Juvederm or Restylane or whatever you happen to have in your lower face there, it's fabulous. They're hyaluronic acids, they're lightweight, and they look very, very natural. Some of the more permanent fillers in that area can look bulky or ropey, and sometimes they don't work well because they can wind up you know, turning very, very hard or other issues. So I'm not going to call the name of the permanent filler product, but I'm just going to say it's not something that I even offer in my practice. And I offer, you know, most of the fillers in my practice. So I do think filler adds volume to your face. And just so you know, Lisa, we lose a teaspoon of volume from our face every year from the time we're 30. So it's not until we get into our 40s and 50s with trying to exercise and keep the weight off of our bodies that we notice, oh my God, my face is thinning out. I'm beginning to look older. And this is why we do what we do with filler. And I too, Lisa, 2 years ago, I looked in the mirror and thought to myself, hello, mother. And I adore my mother, but she's in her 70s, and I don't need to look like her right now. You know, I'm in my 40s. I need to look a bit younger. Whereas with the Botox, I'm an ex-lifeguard. I squinted for years. I started Botox from early 30s. I was in it to win it. I wasn't even playing games.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is damaging is some of these housewife shows, the women look creepy. They don't look normal. What
well, they look
going
a bit
there?
Done.
Do you think the dermatologists aren't advising them well?
Well, you know what? I'm noted for, I take care of a lot of beautiful faces of the world, as I like to say, and I'm honored that I do, and I'm also noted for people looking like themselves, but just a bit younger and a bit fresher. I don't make myself look done, and I don't make my patients look done. And so with some of these housewives shows, it shows an exaggerated view of life, so exaggerated shopping, exaggerated Botox, exaggerated shoes, exaggerated cars, all of it. And so that's just one of the levels of exaggeration from my perspective. But what it does to the cosmetic industry is it's a bit of disservice because then people think that's the only way that you can look and that there's no natural way of looking. So I would encourage your listeners to go on my website. It's imagedermatology.com. There's a bunch of different video clips of me on Dr. Oz's show or the Today Show or Rachel Ray or Good Morning America, and you can see me looking natural. I don't look done, but I look natural, and I do Botox and filler and laser on myself. I mean, you know, that type of thing. So I think people need to know that there are natural-looking people out there, and I put myself up as an example because I'm not going to throw any of my celebrity clients under the bus. I like them too much.
But you've hit on a subject because you've addressed one of my concerns. If I was to have some procedure done, what could happen? And you've addressed one that the reality shows aren't necessarily reality. But what other dangers come with using Botox or laser filling? Are there other dangers to be concerned about?
Well, you know, you need to go to a board-certified dermatologist that has a lot of experience doing what they do. Otherwise, your lid could drop. It would be temporary, you know, probably only for a month or something like that. But you don't want that. You want to go to somebody. You're doing this procedure to look more handsome, David, or for Lisa to look more beautiful, not to look, you know, like your eye is half asleep for a month or something like that. So you can get a lid drop. That's very rare, but it can happen. I have had it definitely happen to me in my practice. I tell people to be upright for 6 hours afterwards, but, you know, sometimes there's just mitigating circumstances, and it does happen very rarely. With filler, that's more significant. You can press on an artery, and you can get significant issues with filler. So, again, you need to go to somebody who is knowledgeable about anatomy and just did not take a weekend course. So, again, I say a board-certified dermatologist or plastic surgeon, not, you know, somebody that just set up shop a week ago. I mean, somebody out in California got arrested for injecting cooking oil into, she was a beautician in the San Francisco area, injecting cooking oil into her clients, saying it was Botox, and she was accused of battery, and she's in jail now for practicing medicine without a license, and one of her clients died. So, I mean, it's serious. I mean, people are like, oh, the prices are so expensive. Well, you know, you definitely want to find prices that you can afford, but you also want to go to somebody that has a lot of experience. I joke with my patients. I say I could do it blindfolded. Of course, I never would. But I have a lot of experience with it, and that's what you want. You want somebody that is comfortable with it, that looks natural, and that makes you comfortable.
Well, Dr. Downey, I've seen you, and you are drop-dead gorgeous, and you look
totally
natural.
Oh, you're gorgeous yourself, and thank you.
Now, you've brought up some interesting things here, and so, you know, you do see all these shops pop up, but so the key is find somebody who's a licensed dermatologist with experience. Your website is imagedermatology.com. We're speaking with Dr. Janine Downey. I want to thank you for being with us. This is beauty expert David Pollack with health educator Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay healthy.